A group of American blacks is spending 2 years studying Arabic and the Quran in Damascus, Syria. They've been sent to the Middle East by Wareth Deen Muhammad, son of the late Elijah Muhammad, founder of the Nation of Islam. The younger Muhammad broke from his father's black nationalist teachings in the 1970s. He now leads the largest U.S. organization of mainstream American black Muslims, a growing community in need of trained Islamic scholars. From Damascus, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
In a classroom at the Abu Nur Institute, five young African-American women struggle side by side with students from Albania, Chechnya, Malaysia, and China to learn one of the world's hardest languages, Arabic. All Muslims, they're learning to read the Quran in its original text. This year, 16 African Americans are studying at the Institute, which specializes in Islamic studies for foreigners. They're one of the first groups of Americans selected by the Muslim American Society for intensive Arabic and religious studies. The MSA is hoping to eventually send up to 100 students a year to Syria. 22-year-old Sadiqa Sharif from Baltimore says she jumped at the chance to immerse herself in her religion.
I feel that it's very important for me to be able to read the book that I'm supposed to base my life upon in its own original language and understand it for myself and be able to teach or talk to people about what I feel from it, what I've gotten from it.
Islam is growing by leaps and bounds in the U.S. Some say the Muslim population has reached 8 million. Many are new immigrants from the Middle East and Asia. Others are converts, primarily from the African American community. Because it's still young, says Sadiqa, the African American Muslim community often relies on teachers of Islam who don't fully understand its needs.
I think that it's important for us to be able to go back to our communities with our own understanding as American Muslims, whereas a lot of times we may have an Arab take on things or a Pakistani slant on things.
All 16 Americans studying here were born Muslim. Most of their parents were members of the Nation of Islam, but converted to mainstream Islam when Wareth Deen Muhammad changed his father's teachings. 23-year-old Shahida Sharif from Miami says she was raised in a Muslim household.
Growing up, you know, we're taught Arabic from young. We were taught about Islam. I saw my father pray, my mother pray.
But there aren't many schools in the U.S. that offer intensive Islamic studies, and these students saw Syria as a chance to learn in a Muslim environment. Still, most were unprepared for the challenges of life in a developing country. Living in men's and women's dormitories at the Institute, the students have had to face squat toilets, cold showers, and 8 p.m. curfews. It hasn't been easy, says Sadiqa.
You're living like with barely any of the comforts of your home back in the States. It's really a humbling situation here.
A couple dropped out, unable to take it. But most say they don't miss the movies and McDonald's too much, given the heavy workload. Students study 6 days a week and attend mosque services on the seventh. They say they felt much closer to Islam here. Many also say that by living and studying with Muslims of other races, they've seen the potential for racial equality in America. 24-year-old Safia Robb from Baltimore says it has been an eye-opener.
Syrians look like white people, and to share, you know, common values with them, it makes me see a different part of what's potentially connectable in America, you know, in terms of different races and ethnicities.
Safir hopes to go back and work on interfaith dialogue in the U.S., a major focus of Wareth Deen Muhammad's work. Others expect to teach Arabic and Islam. Shahida says the feeling of responsibility is tremendous.
It's overwhelming because it's like the communities back home are relying on you and what you're learning to come back and to teach and, you know, to build the schools and to build the community life.
Many of the students here say their time in Syria has been a life-transforming experience. Still, most can't wait to get back to the States and all the creature comforts of home, like hot showers. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Damascus.